Last weekend, many of us were out and about enjoying the first really nice stretch of warm weather. But for hundreds of civic-minded technology volunteers, they spent two straight days indoors, huddled in cubicles, feeding off coffee and teamwork. As GLT's Ryan Denham reports, their work may reshape the local nonprofit community for years into the future.
In a second-floor office space attached to a giant auto manufacturing plant, an army of technology volunteers was on hour 18 of their hackathon. It was about noon Saturday, day two of the 48-hour hackathon at Rivian Automotive. Some had stayed until 3 in the morning the night before, getting ready for today's visit with their clients. Their clients were local nonprofits, 48 of them to be exact.
Now, maybe asking for too much.
We can add it to your wish list.
Thank you. To create just a fade in and fade out of multiple pictures on the landing page?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yep, that's what we did.
Over 225 volunteers from State Farm and all around Bloomington Normal teamed up last weekend for 48 and 48, building 48 websites for 48 local nonprofits in 48 hours. 48 and 48 started in Atlanta, and it's been done in bigger cities like Boston and Raleigh-Durham.
I'm totally geeking out just being here. It's really cool.
That's Tejas Johnny, a board member with the Community Healthcare Clinic, which was getting a new website. He had just met with his project development team, and he left with a big smile on his face.
We need to be able to tell our story right to our donors, to our patients, to our anyone and everyone out there in a community who's wanting to invest in this, website is a great way to do it. And so I'm really excited about it.
So how badly did the Community Healthcare Clinic need a new website? Let's put it this way. When the clinic moved to a new location in Normal about 18 months ago, they literally couldn't update their address on their website. It won't be wrong anymore. Instead of web development, the clinic can spend its money instead on medication and services for its patients. That's according to Executive Director Angie McLaughlin. She says the new site will improve the clinic's ability to raise money and recruit volunteers.
And then just to have a really cool project like this, where you have hundreds of volunteers coming in on the weekend. I mean, the clinic and the free clinic sector, we value volunteerism, and we encourage it ourselves and have hundreds of volunteers. So just for that to come together, it's really cool to see.
Those volunteers worked around the clock from Friday night till Sunday afternoon. They split into around 22 development teams, each tasked with building websites for local nonprofits, like the clinic or an animal rescue, a library, or the Boys and Girls Club. Each site is valued at more than $30,000. The gargantuan effort made for quite a site at Rivian, which occupies the old Mitsubishi plant in West Normal. Meals were set up inside the manufacturing plant itself, and developers huddled together in cubicles at the expansive second-floor offices, bouncing ideas off their nonprofit clients.
And we want to show that barometer to say, you're not all the way there yet, could you give us some money sort of thing? Does that make sense?
Yes, it's perfect. I like it.
Leah Garcia is a digital business analyst at State Farm. She was one of five volunteers on the team that worked on the clinic's website, plus another one for a human services agency in DeWitt County.
I felt like this was going to be a good opportunity to use some of my skill sets that I had and be able to apply them and help out the nonprofits in the community and then also get a better engagement and sense of what's going on in our community.
Garcia's team actually started work on the clinic's website before Friday. They did their homework and learned about the clinic's mission and needs. They attended a clinic luncheon last week and watched YouTube videos about it. Tejas Johnny from the clinic's board says that research phase was helpful to the clinic's leaders, too.
In the process, we learned a lot of things about ourselves, and I think that was a phenomenal thing that we kind of went through. So I'm really excited about the website and what it's going to do.
Garcia also served as one of the organizers of the local 48 and 48 on its social media team.
You can see the excitement that people are getting from building these sites, which is really awesome. And then everyone kind of feeds off of that energy too. So it's been very cool.
Widely credited with bringing 48 and 48 to Bloomington Normal is Emily Schneider. She works as a business analyst for enterprise technology at State Farm. She's also a program manager coach for 48 and 48. She got involved with the Atlanta-based organization through a friend and has pitched in at several other hackathons in other bigger cities. She was excited to bring it to her hometown.
It's really providing a huge service that you might not ever see. You know, a lot of these things do come to bigger cities. So having it in a smaller town, I think, to me, it's very impactful.
The 48 nonprofits get a new WordPress-based website and the training needed to keep it updated. They were also taught the basics on digital marketing strategy. David Taylor from United Way of McLean County says that's a big help as nonprofits, including United Way, grapple with declining fundraising. He says it also fulfills a strategic priority for United Way to help convene and coordinate resources in the community, not just raise money.
This was an opportunity to bring together really expert people in a particular field to address a glaring need for a lot of nonprofits in a way that creates immense value for a small investment.
The United Way and State Farm were the lead sponsors of the event. I'm Ryan Denham.
A panel of expert judges also awarded prizes to the top development teams. You can see the winners on 48 and 48's Twitter account.